Over the past couple of years, drones have spiked in popularity. There are about 15,000 registered so far in North Carolina. Most are for recreational use, but some unmanned aerial systems are being used for commercial and government applications to prevent and mitigate emergencies, including recovery assistance from natural disasters like Hurricane Matthew. Today on the Down East Journal, Chris Thomas speaks with Basil Yap of the North Carolina Department of Transportation about a gathering of local and state officials last month where they discussed the role of drones in emergency response.
What have drones been used for in emergency-like situations, whether they're wildfires or search and rescue or even drownings on our beaches?
Speaking with firefighters and police departments that are using them, typically they're used with a thermal camera, maybe at a fire to find hot spots, or after a wildfire. They're used for search and rescue operations to find lost hikers or lost children. We're using them post-natural disaster like Hurricane Matthew for mapping, and you'll see that at the county level and at the state level, flooded areas to gather data about what routes are open and then just documenting how high the floodwaters have been.
Let's expand on that a bit and how exactly they were used during Hurricane Matthew recovery.
Sure. So after Hurricane Matthew, there was a need, obviously, to start locating individuals that were stranded, and there was actually people who were using them that were not part of public safety, but were just out using their own drone, personal drone, to assist in any way they could.
And what were some of the issues that you dealt with after Hurricane Matthew?
There was a flight restriction that was put over a large portion of the state, and that was to protect helicopter pilots that were flying in and out and spotting stranded individuals. So there was a little bit of conflict that we realized there. We obviously did not want a drone to interfere with a helicopter operation.
NC Department of Transportation recently had a conference on drone use, especially in emergency situations. Was that inspired in some part by Hurricane Matthew recovery efforts?
When Hurricane Matthew happened, we postponed the exercise from the fall until earlier this year in January because we wanted to allow all the emergency management groups that were involved to kind of process their experiences and then bring them all to the table.
What were some of the topics that dominated the discussion during the conference?
We talked a little bit about private individuals using their own drones, and typically those private individuals did not understand that there was a flight restriction over that area. So one of the things we need to work on in the future is making sure we educate drone users that are recreational or hobbyist users that there are specific rules, especially after a natural disaster. And that could be anything from a hurricane to tornado to severe storm or to a wildfire.
What were some of the other issues you discussed?
Another thing we realized was groups that had drones that were using them may not be the same groups that are doing the rescue. So Swiftwater Rescue Team may not have a drone, but the local fire department may have a drone. So we wanted to make sure that we had proper communication channels between those that are operating the drone and then those on the ground so that if they were to spot a stranded a survivor on top of a roof, that they could direct the Swiftwater teams to that individual. And then we wanted also the drone operators have a way to communicate directly with aircraft in the area and understand if aircraft was transitioning in and out and possibly picking up individuals or making a medevac flight or simply searching for others. So we developed some protocols around that.
How is the North Carolina Department of Transportation going to address this issue with privately owned drones in emergency situations?
We don't want individuals that are operating a drone to be cutting their teeth out there during a natural disaster response on how to operate within this airspace. So we understand that we need to do a regular interval training throughout the year, bring in all these local groups as well as state agency groups, and have a training manual that everyone can follow and implement throughout the year. And that way, we're all better prepared for the next response.
Basil Yap of the North Carolina Department of Transportation, thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.